Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back with the amazing Vicky. And we are talking about money manifesting and really the before and after journey. You know, Vicky ended last week talking about this dedication that she's made to the process of manifesting law of attraction over the past 5 years. And so we're going to get into that a little bit more, really focused on money manifesting. So if you want to manifest money, you want to know what you might be doing wrong, we're definitely going to talk about that in this episode. So welcome, Vicky.
Welcome.
And if you have... Go ahead.
I'm thinking about all the things I used to do wrong. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah, I was just going to say, if you just happen to pick this episode to be your first episode of Manifesting Success Stories, you want to go back some episodes because we've been telling Vicky's story over the last 5 years from 2018 until this moment. We're recording this April 11th, 2023. So this is now. And I feel like so many times when people tell manifesting stories or it's out there, one of the reasons I wanted to do this journey is because this is the part of the story they would tell, but you can hear all the leading up to this story in the episodes before. So
yeah, I love it.
Amazing. All right. So we left off last time talking a lot about luck and things like this. And like what you thought it meant to manifest money, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us all the things that you tried to do to manifest money 5+ years ago. What were you doing before you started at Enchanted Life U?
I was doing a lot. I was doing hours of visualizations. I was meditating for an hour or more a day. I was doing mantras like all the time. I was doing overnight hypnosis, which just made me lose sleep. I was like making and remaking vision boards, like full of yachts and $1 million mansions and red carpets and all the things. I was always looking, but yeah, so it was like I was doing all those things, but I was also always looking for the next thing that would get me what I wanted.
Right. And yeah. Would you add that next thing to the list or would you kind of throw out the list and remake the list?
I would add it to the list. And like we were talking about last episode, I would go all in to this extra long list and then I would burn out of either all of it or like half of it. And then like pare back down to the things that were a little bit easier, but I was still just, I was in the survival cycle of like doing all of these things, burning out. And then building it back up again.
Mm-hmm. Right. When you get, when you would get tired of like your life or that it sucked. And then it would be like, okay, let me do this all again. And I think I saw this on Clapper. It was Clapper or TikTok. You can find both of Vicky there at Enchanted Life U. But like you were up to 5 hours a day. Is that right?
Yeah.
Of manifesting stuff, like manifesting techniques.
Oh. And also like thinking back, what was I doing? Like I wasn't living a life, you know?
Right?
Yeah. I like wasn't experiencing life or being present or, I mean, like I remember where I was at that period of time. I was back home with my family. I just had a big surgery. So I was kind of recovering from that. So I get it. But also like I was, that was like a time where I could have been present and I could have been like engaging in my, like staying with my family again for a couple months and like being with them. And yeah, it's a bummer. I missed out on all that. I got it now. Like it's cool, but
yeah.
Like, isn't that funny? All the stuff I missed because I was doing all this crap.
To like, so try and make your life better. Right.
Right. Yeah. I could have just been like living my life and having a nice time in my hometown and connecting with the people in that hometown. Cause a bunch of them don't live there anymore. So not that I regret it because everything's led me to here, but it's just funny how you think about the things. That was a lot of time I spent doing this stuff.
Yeah. And so now, knowing what you know now, you have been like presently and committedly, and you were committed then, but you have been practicing the law of attraction and manifesting in a different way. Why wasn't all of that stuff, all of those 5 hours, visualizing, meditating, mantras, overnight hypnosis, I mean, that like adds like 8 hours, making and remaking your vision boards, always looking, why wasn't that working? Why do you know now why that wasn't working?
It wasn't working because I was doing too much. There wasn't enough space for any of this stuff to show up.
Ah, say more.
Because like now the best stuff shows up when I'm living life and being present. It doesn't show up in the 20, well, with you, it's just like 20 minutes a day of work. It doesn't show up during that 20 minutes usually. I mean, it's happened once or twice, but like it shows up when I'm out living my life the way I want it to be created, which is another reason why it wasn't working, was because I was doing that 5 or more hours a day of manifesting work. And then I would just like drop the ball and go live like my old life, like not apply any of the lessons or techniques to my everyday life, to my conversations, to my thoughts, to my actions. I just was like living my life the old way instead of engaging in the manifesting I was working on, engaging in that outside of the work.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Another big one was feeling my feelings. Like that's a big thing. I felt when I first started LOA that you are not allowed to feel bad, quote unquote, bad feelings. You are only allowed to feel happy, excited, loving, grateful. Those are the only feelings you are allowed to have. That was really hard. God. And like no wonder I would burn out, you know, like it's exhausting tamping down all of your sadness and anger and frustrations.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. So yeah, that was a big thing I was doing wrong, was not feeling my feelings, just pushing all of those things to the side and forcing myself into quote unquote happiness, which leads me to my next one, was I was pushing all of these techniques and practices, and I was pushing happiness, and all of that pushing just like left me exhausted and left me with no room for the things I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I was focused on the how, which is something we learn with you. What the how is like say you want to manifest a yacht. I don't know. I've never wanted to manifest a yacht, but let's try it. Okay.
Which is funny because you said that was on your vision board. I know, right?
I know. But I just was like, oh, this is a thing rich people have.
Exactly.
Right. like say you want to manifest a yacht. Some people would say, okay, I put it all on my vision board, and then how else can I manifest it? Oh, I'll write a story about how I just bought a yacht and it feels so good. And you think about all of these ways to manifest a yacht. Like, how do I manifest a yacht? I was stuck in that, like, how do I get what I want? So when I was stuck in the how, I was just spinning my wheels and like, and another, like when you focus on the how, you're essentially telling the universe, this is the only way this thing can show up. So you were shutting all the other doors in the room and you were only having one door open. But with you, we learn how to just keep all of the doors open and chill and wait for it to just walk through the door for you.
I love it. And so what does like chill mean in this scenario? Because
It means trust.
Because I think what people get a vision of, and this is where law of attraction gets a bad name, is either you're supposed to do all these things to fix yourself, or you're just supposed to sit there and wait, right? Mm-hmm. But that's, which is what, I mean, I know what you mean when you say chill, right? It's like, chill out, stop doing all those other things,
right?
Yeah. But really describe for us, what does it look like to intend something and chill in your life at this point? While it's showing
for
up.
For me, it's the phrase let go and go live. Mm-hmm. Is it's set the intention and then continue living the life you have created, because you, like, believe it or not, the day you are living in right now, you created this, you created it. So enjoy the moment you are currently in, because you created it. Like, celebrate the power that you have. Created what you have. That was really good. Oh, being present. That's a big part of it too. Let go and go live means like chill, aka stop like white knuckling it and micromanaging your manifesting and be present in your life currently. Yeah.
Yes. And I know that you also said like you weren't engaging in the work outside of the work. What does that mean? What's the work and what does it mean to be engaged sort of outside of it or inside of it?
It means that, you know, when I was in the work, like the 5 hours a day, I was focusing on all these positive things. I was like reading about how you only should talk about positive things and nice things and things you're grateful for and things you love. But then as soon as the work stopped, I would just like go out into the kitchen and continue like have a bitch fest with someone, you know, just like live my old life without applying any of those lessons to my everyday life, or like complaining about how I don't have enough money or how I'm so bored, or like yeah, it just was like I would go back to the old way of doing things, just complaining and focusing on a bunch of stuff I didn't want more of.
Yes. How is that different now? Like, what do you do now? What does it look like?
Well, I do way less work.
Yay.
Like 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Awesome. Sign me up. It's
Of
wonderful.
manifesting work, right?
Of manifesting work, of like sitting down and doing the work. Yeah. And then I feel my feelings. I learned that with you, how to feel feelings. I feel them through to completion. It's important. I trust the universe, but also, and more importantly, I trust the work I've put in. I trust that the ball I've gotten rolling is going to continue rolling no matter what.
Yes.
And I do what feels good. Like I've learned how to identify, and I've learned how to bring awareness to what feels good and also what doesn't feel good and what is inspired. And by doing those things, trusting those feelings, I'm more in tune with my sort of inner guidance. Yeah.
Yes. I love that. Amazing. All right. How did your relationship with money in the past get in the way of your manifesting success versus how does your relationship with money, impact your manifesting success now?
Well, I How did my relationship with money affect my manifesting in the past? Well, I would use money as kind of a like a scorekeeper. Like I'm not making money right now, or like I just lost a bunch of money, or I don't have enough money to buy XYZ, so I'm doing something wrong and I'm not manifesting well or correctly. So bad Vicky, you're doing it wrong. And it would hold back everything, you know, because I would dive back into all the manifesting techniques I would do, which just like slows down the gears. It's not like progress forward. It was slowing me down by looking backwards at what I've done in the past that may or may not have been wrong. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think with survival, it's well, all the money stories, we're not tuned into counting what's coming in. But I think with survival, one of the hardest way, like for survival, most of the time they don't see if money manifests because it's already gone. Like it's because of the hot potato, like, oh, I have money, I need to get rid of it so I can be panicked because I don't have money. That's the place you always remember that you are in life. So very rarely do you feel like, oh, I got this, you know, I manifested $100 or I manifested this thing. And really tuning into that is what starts to shift that. Because I think, you know, if you looked back, you probably were manifesting money, but your story was playing out. So you can never see it. Your bucket's never getting full because of your story.
Yeah. I'm trying to analogize the bucket, but I can't think of it. It'll come to me later.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, because I want to hear what are the three biggest lessons or shifts, like the things you've learned about manifesting money, three or four.
The biggest shifts and lessons I've learned. about manifesting money, you know, believe it or not, feeling your feelings. Like you'd think money is not really tied to feelings, but it really is. And especially, not especially, but in all money stories for survival, so much of survival for me was about big emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just big emotions and then getting band-aids to stop the emotions and then more emotions because the band-aid doesn't work on a snake bite, you know.
Yeah. Or, you know, what came to me when you were saying that, I just had this vision of how feeling feelings, obviously it shifts everything, but in survival story, what it teaches you as we learn to feel our feelings along the way is it interrupts that pattern of I'm happy, I'm panicked, I'm crashed out, right? Like it starts to end that swing because you're feeling your feelings on a, more common basis. That's probably not the word I wanted to use, but like everyday basis. So they're not building up in to come out in sort of an explosion type way.
Yeah, that's true. Because I like the feelings come up. The feelings used to come up all the time, but I would, you know, tamp them down, force myself to be happy, talk myself out of them until I'd burn out of that. And then just like all of the feelings would come all at once. But since I have like demoralized feelings, aka like learned that feelings are not good or bad, just mm-hmm. they are what they are, I now allow them as they come up periodically through my life. I just like give myself some time to feel the feelings and move on. Gosh, yeah. And that really shifted a lot. Like I really started seeing money come in because the feelings was interrupting my survival pattern, which allowed more money.
Yeah. Amazing.
Another big shift was less is more, aka learning how to trust. Like just doing less. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Like just learning how to not fill up every waking minute with a bunch of a million different manifesting things. Less is more. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then I learned, oh my gosh, that was a big aha for me with you, is like learning to trust my gut and like my internal guidance, my internal, what do you call it? Internal budgeting.
Internal budget. Like I know what you're like, yeah. It's your, yeah, it's what we develop when we start to develop good money habits. And after you've had a budget, like really it's this internal guidance of like all of a sudden we start to know, because that's the life we're living, right? When you're not living survival anymore. You're living easy, flowing. I have money. Mm-hmm. Internally, you start to guide yourself to that. So you know, oh yeah, I can invest this amount of money, or like, yeah, that should be a no right now because of something. And then 2 days later, a big bill hits, right?
Right. Gosh, how many times that happened in my life that was like, wow, if I had gone out and spent XYZ, I would not have the money for this surprise bill or this like, some, you know, who knows? Anyway, but like, yeah, that internal guidance, that was so fun to learn about and like to start trusting and see big results from that. That was fun. And another one was learning how to get general and not so specific, which can set, like, there are some areas where, yes, we do get specific. But when I first started out, it was learning a little bit more of how to create an amazing life, not just the very specific things I wanted. Because I think we talked about the doors in this episode, or maybe it was last episode, about how getting specific closes doors. And it means there's only a couple very specific doors open. So it almost makes it more difficult to get the specific things you want. Whereas if you just say, I'm creating an amazing life, an amazing abundant life, it leaves all of the doors open. So you have lots of different avenues of awesome, amazing abundance in your life. So that was fun to learn too.
Yes. Amazing. So how does money feel now?
Money feels easy and confident. And like, I know money doesn't feel confident, but like, I feel confident with money. I feel secure and easy and confident with money. Yeah.
Yay.
It feels good. And it's fun too.
I love it. So why do you think it took 5 years to get to this point? And does that right now feel like it was fast or slow?
Hmm. Right now, 5 years feels very fast for sure. At the time, I, like we said earlier, I just would not have imagined myself sticking it out this long. I would have just thought I would have burnt out. But it took all 5 years to get to this point because there are some really big, juicy lessons we learn through the program. And my brain, like, physically would not have been able to take in all of the lessons at once. Like, these lessons need to be taught step by step, by step by step by step at a time, like one little step at a time. By making it one step at a time, I was able to allow it to fully soak into my brain, into my life. It's like if you pick up a new instrument, the orchestra teacher can give you the instrument, show you the fingerings, and then put a masterpiece of music in front of you, and you know how to play all the notes, but and you can try to play, but it's going to be a mess and it's going to be very difficult. So instead, you learn over a couple years how to play the scales, how to learn the notes better, how to do all of the intricacies of each piece of the instrument. And at the end of the 5 years of learning the instrument, you can play that piece beautifully. You become a master by just taking it one step at a time. So now I feel like a master manifester, because you handed me the tools and gave me the daily assignments to learn how to master them step by step.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah.
I love it. As we wrap up this episode, is there anything else that you would love to share or mention that would teach our listeners about manifesting big money?
Don't be afraid of the baby steps and like mastering each baby step.
Oh, that's such good advice.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So we are also going to celebrate as we wrap up this episode. Vicky, what are the Like, we're celebrating everything. You've created this amazing life, but what are the top three things that we're going to celebrate right now and later today when we meet for champagne?
I would like to celebrate manifesting $500,000.
Yes,
Yes.
yes.
Right. I manifested my dream partner, and I am creating the wedding of my dreams.
Amazing. We are having a, you know, you we've talked about creating the dream partner, but we're also doing wedding, you know, manifesting your wedding series. So make sure to tune into that as well. That is coming up after we complete Vicky's journey of manifesting success. We're going to go specific into the wedding. And we have another episode for you next week that really talks about how to make the law of attraction work. We've talked a lot about money manifesting today. We're going to dive deep into, you know, if the law of attraction isn't working for you, why is that? And what did Vicky do that shifted that for her? So thank you,
So
Vicky.
excited.
Me
Yeah, thank
too.
you.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com. Where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.